Twist continues with a new episode of Strangers with Candy.
Welcome to Tweetsie Railroad, your ticket to fun and adventure. Come on in, come on in. Welcome to Tweetsie Railroad. Ow, mother! Hey, you kids, cut that out or I'll call the cops.
Come on, Jerry, let's go. I came here to ride the train.
Oh, hang on to your rickshaw, Chitley. I want to be that Indian again.
For the last time, Jerry, I'm not Chinese.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting. You're a Chimpapino.
I'm leaving.
Orlando!
Welcome to the Tweetsie Railroad.
What got underneath his furry skin? Hey, Tonto!
Oh!
Hello, I'm Jerry Blank. 32 years ago, I dropped out of high school and ran away from home. Oh, I made a lot of friends. Did a lot of time. I was a boozer, a user, and a loser. I stole the TV. Did some all the time. But now I'm back in school, and though the faces may have changed, the hassles are just the same.
Excellent. Indian corn.
A blunderbuss.
What do we have here?
It's a turkey. What do you think?
Let me show you something. There you go.
Mine looks more like a turkey.
Yeah, but did you see how quickly I did mine?
Okay.
Good. As you all know, when we get back from our 2-week holiday break, we'll be putting on our biannual Thanksgiving turkey pageant.
Gobble, gobble.
Okay, let's find out who's playing what in the pageant. Who wants to be a pilgrim?
Orlando, you can't be a pilgrim. The pilgrims had snowy white skin to match their Christian souls. They didn't sacrifice coconuts to their monkey god.
That's it, Jerry. I've had it! You have no idea what it's like to be different or feel like an outsider just because your skin is a little darker. Well, I'm proud of who I am. And until you can understand that, we are no longer friends.
Way to go, Jerry. You just insulted my best chance for an Indian. Look, people, I understand why you all want to be pilgrims. Hey, I love buckles, too. But I need savages. Hey, do any of you know any of the black kids?
Hello, Mother.
Oh, God.
Home from school?
Yes, I can see that, Jerry. You know, it always coincides with the veins in my head throbbing.
Where'd you get that?
Oh, I got it at a flea market. I thought I'd put it out front to replace that lawn jockey that those civil rights workers stole.
Guess what? 2-week break coming up, and I'm not leaving the house once. 2 solid weeks of you and me and Derek sitting on the couch watching TV, eating, and then some more TV and a late night snack before we fall asleep watching TV. I wonder how loud the TV can get.
You know, it sounds really grand, Jerry, but I've already made plans for your holiday. I've enrolled you in camp.
I'm not going to any camp. Rediscover your heritage. This is a camp for Indians. I'm not an Indian.
I have something very painful to tell you, Jerry, and I've been looking forward to this for weeks. Your real mother put you up for adoption. You're a full-blooded Aramapu Indian.
Where did you get this mysterious box I've had since I was a baby?
I stumbled across it when I was looking for it in your room. It's from your real mother. I was hoping to give you this shocking news when you were at some weak point, but the thought of your being home for 2 weeks was a very good motivation to tell you right now.
Big deal. Some timber and a blanket. This doesn't prove anything.
Well, whether it's proof or not, dear, I want you to go to that camp to find out about your cultural heritage.
I'm not adopted, and I'm not an Indian. It's just a coincidence that I have a love of gambling and booze and a knack for catching syphilis. I'm not going to any Indian camp.
Oh, hey, Jerry, I'm hungry. Got any maize?
Hey, Tomahawk.
Hey, she bought it.
Orlando.
What do you want, Jerry?
Orlando, everybody's been being so mean to me. Me. And I don't understand why.
I can't help you, Jerry. But maybe now you understand how I feel.
Well, I'm not like you. I'm white. The only thing Indian about me is my underwear, and it's creeping up a trail.
You need to accept who you are. I don't even know why we're talking. We're not friends anymore.
Now, where did we leave off yesterday? Ah, yes. The rape of the American West by the soulless red man. Now, no one's really sure what the Indians were doing to the buffalo, but it must have been pretty damn sick, because millions of these noble creatures committed suicide by jumping in front of the white man's guns.
Jerry Blank is an Indian.
Not.
This will be fun. Let's have a debate. Jerry will defend the godless savages, and everyone else will attack Jerry. Don't be afraid to get personal. The objective is to win, or rather to attack Jerry.
I don't know anything about Indians because I'm not an Indian.
A cunningly savage denial, Jerry. All right, fact. A peaceful, napping General Custer was murdered in his sleep by bloodthirsty Indians while he was on a family camping trip. Defend, attack.
You murdered an American hero.
This is an accident.
Go back to your reservation.
Yeah. Cigarettes kill people.
True. Moccasins provide no arch support.
Yeah.
I'm not an Indian.
Come on, come on.
Here. I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. I snapped. Hey, can I have that for my lodgepole?
Jerry, this is serious. You can't have our students going around committing scalpicide. Now your stepmother wants to send you to this ranch for Redskins. So, you have a choice. Go to this camp and learn how to be a socialized tomahawk chopper, or you can belly up to my all-you-can-eat suspension buffet. Which is it?
Guess I'll be going to camp.
Good. Get up. Any luck, we can have this reattached.
Bob Whiteley. Welcome to the Bob Whiteley Cultural Immersion Camp for Adopted Indians. You ever seen so many Indians in one place before?
No. Off-track betting parlor. Oh, and a liquor store. Unemployment office. Other than that, never. I don't even know why I'm here.
For the same reason everybody else is here. You're all full-blooded Native Americans who don't know squat about your culture. But I'm going to lead you down the trail so you might know the richness of your heritage.
Are you an Indian?
Nope. Now, you're in TP 10. Just follow the warpath past the wigwams.
I'll meet you at the sweat lodge.
I'm Wendell. My camp name is Two Bears.
I'm Jerry. Street name? Spread 'em thighs.
All right, gang. I've planned some informative cultural activities for this afternoon.
You know, I've been here a couple of days, and I don't think I learned that much about my culture.
Look, I've done extensive video research on your culture, mister. But I guess you know more than one Mr. John the Duke Wayne. You've got a rich and beautiful heritage, all right? Okay. Let's go attack a wagon train, huh? Come on. It'll be educational. Let's go. Hi-ho. You remember how to do that? It's just a hand motion like this against the lips. When you're dealing, you deal left to right, one down, one up. One down, one up. Here, nothing here. Yep, there is something here. Okay, Geronimo, what do you want?
Hit me.
Got it. Hey!
This is fun!
Blank. How's Jerry doing at camp? I'm just a little worried because I haven't heard from her in a week.
Well, I guess since we haven't heard from her either, we just have to assume that she's decided to live with her native people.
Yes! Maybe she's just having too good of a time to write. Maybe she is coming back.
What? Derek?
No, it's not gonna happen, Mom.
But it could.
What's all this stuff?
Oh, those are Jerry's things. We're selling them to charity. And then we're turning Jerry's room into a smokehouse for Derek.
I love smoked meat.
I know you do, honey.
Do you mind if I take this with me?
Sure. That's a dollar.
Before the powwow, why don't we smoke a de-peace pipe? Oh, yeah. That is good stuff. That'll take you to the spirit world. Don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
All right, you know, I'd like to see a little more cultural enthusiasm. Seems that Blank's the only one that gets it. Fine. I guess we could have our chat. Why don't we start with you?
My adoptive parents just don't understand me.
Right on, brother.
Sometimes I just want to...
paint your face and torch your parents' bedroom?
No, sit down and talk with them.
Right. Talk.
How about you, Jerry? What frustrates you the most?
Look, I can't do this. I don't know what you people are talking about. I'm not an Indian, all right? I mean, sure, I have a problem with the concept of the will, all right? But my mother never gave me up for adoption. She'd never do that. Never! Yes!
That's an $80 bong. Howdy, brothers.
Jerry!
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry. You look like a friend of mine. Oh. Hey, Jerry.
Orlando! Long time no see. You buy Chicky to come up here?
Look, Jerry, I came here for two reasons. One, we used to be friends and that means a lot to me. Two, I don't have any other friends. Three, I found this box at your house and I thought it would mean something to you now.
I've forgotten about this obvious link to my past that will answer all my questions.
Well, maybe one of your new friends can help you understand it.
Hope you find what you're looking for, Jerry.
I miss you.
Orlando!
Wendell! Wendell! Talk to you for a second.
from you. I want to apologize for the way I acted at the meeting. I was wondering if you could use your redskin ways and tell me what this means.
No. But I could use what I learned in smoke signal class.
Whatever.
I think it's a message, Jerry. I think it's from your mother. Dear Jerry.
That's me!
You are an Indian.
That's settled.
In order to offer you a better life, I traded you for a pitcher of beer.
See, I knew she wouldn't put me up for adoption.
She continues. Anyway, I better go. That beer is not getting any colder. And I've got some drinking to do. Good luck. Love. Hey, get your hands off my beer, you son of a... It just fades out there.
Bitch! She was probably going to say bitch.
Probably. Look, here under the birch, there's a photo.
She's beautiful. Well, I guess I have no choice but to accept that I am an Indian. And from this day forward, I will pursue government funding.
Welcome to the tribe, Jerry.
Hey, you savage. Time to make war paint out of roots and berries.
Bob! I think now that I know who I am, it's time for me to leave. But I want to thank you for teaching me about my roots. Before I came here, I thought Indian culture had to do with ethnic pride, respect for nature, and fighting for the return of rightful lands. But I now know that being an Indian is about scalping, drinking, and gambling.
Jerry, if you ever want to be a counselor in this camp, I'll have a tomahawk waiting with your name on it.
Thanks, Kimasabi. Souvenir.
Remember the Alamo.
Doing? Why is everybody dressed like a pilgrim? Is this some sort of joke? Where are my Indians? Damn it! I swear to Christ, people, I will cancel this whole goddamn turkey pageant just because you people are so goddamn selfish! Who will be my Indians?
I'll be your Indians! And I will play them with the dignity they deserve!
Get this squaw papoose! I've got a show to put on!
Friends, feed from my maize and also from my corn. Hold this. I've got you now, my pretty. Even your pilgrim fathers can help you now. Soon I will cook you and feed you to my tribe. I will make moccasins from your lily white skin and flutes from your bones.
Let that woman go.
We come in peace and brotherhood. If you let her go, we will return to Europe and never return.
You frighten me not with your fire stick. Come, let me find a fleshy home for my shiny stone knife.
We warn you one last time. Please.
Protect me, Satan. Feel no guilt, for I thank thee. Please, quick, bring me birch bark and a quill. I deem to you the entire continental United States, Alaska and Hawaii, for all eternity. Free this land from the hands of my savage brother.
Summer with a twist on Comedy Central. Don't miss Men at Work, Men at Play, and Men in Lingerie on an all-new episode of The League of Gentlemen next.
Tonight. Well, I found out a big brave chief, the game you were hunting for a feast. Get off of my hunting.